But we know that God created man in his likeness and in his image. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, becoming a curse for us. Now, the curse came upon the female way back then because of sin. Redemption has come to mankind, and that includes women. Women are not to be dominated in Scripture. So when God first created Adam and formed his body out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, there were attributes that went into man that were from God. And the Bible said he was made both male and female. Adam was put to sleep, and then God took out of Adam a rib and fashioned a woman. Here we have Adam, who is the male, and we have Eve, who is the female, both having different concept or images of God or parts of it. Man is required to represent God to the world. So now, in order for man to truly represent God in the world today, we have both man and woman coming together. The Bible says the two will become one flesh. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 4, Jesus said, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason the man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. They represent God together. And if you are looking at a healthy home, then you can look at a representation of the way the kingdom of God functions, because it takes both the man and the woman. Very, very different in many different ways. Mothers are nurturing. They're a nester. They demonstrate compassion often. A man will often love, you know, I show my love by being a good provider, and I'll show my love by being a good protector. Women are more likely to gather their children and hug on them and fuss on them, which speaks probably more to the emotional side of the child than being a protector or a provider. These are all qualities that come from God. Ephesians 5:31, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. So he's putting a marriage relationship in the same context, the relationship between Christ and the church. We're supposed to be functioning together that way. Women, you're special. You truly are. You carry the seed. You have the potential of releasing the presence of God. I know one thing, if mothers experience even half of what I experience as a granddad, to take a little child and just look at them for a long time, the overwhelming love and compassion of this new life that is birth. If a mother has half of what I sense, I think they are tremendously blessed to have the privilege of carrying this life, this new life. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. He says, at my right hand are pleasures forevermore. He wants to birth forth into this world, but he has to be nurtured and carried into this world. The presence. We can't live without his presence. Remember, the scripture says that the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the water covers the sea. Well, there's a day coming that the fullness of the glory of God will do that. But until that happens, you and I are to carry the seed of his glory. You and I, as a body of believers, are to carry seed of his glory. Lord, we want your presence, God. Just as a woman has the capacity to carry the seed of life and to brood over that seed, Lord, we desire to carry the seed of your glory. We want to make much of what you've already done in our lives, the experience that we have had of the glory of God. We want to make much of that. We want to protect it, Lord. We don't want to let anything in our lives, God, that would diminish the glory that we carry, Father. Thank you for that capacity we have as a church in the name of Jesus. Now, women, I want to bless you. I want to bless you with a word, with a blessing, because this is your day.